Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Apple had just another software update for my computer and my iPhone, and it's really getting annoying how many updates you have to do, and they got to relearn the entire thing. I know I sound like kind of like get off my lawn here at this point, but nevertheless, it's kind of like that. By the way, a good show recommendation for you if you're interested. In addition to Task on HBO, there's a show on Netflix called Black Rabbit starring Jude Law and Jason Bateman, and I'm about to finish it. I was watching it on the train up and down from New York yesterday. I have one episode left, and I'm really enjoying it, so I'll give you another show recommendation right there. Very riveting, edge of your seat. Starts a little slow, not going to lie. Starts a little slow, and then it really ramps up, and now I can't stop watching it, so really good stuff. All right, as we go on, yes, President Trump told the Daily Caller he was going to do that. He said he would put, where Biden's picture is, he was going to put a picture of the auto pen. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Why Dr. Mike? Why do so many people choose him? It's because for 12 years in a row, he's been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. And that's because the experts consider Dr. Mike to be the expert. VenariaDental.com. And he did it. The president did it. He put up a picture of just an auto pen with Biden's signature. And now I know people are going to lose their minds over this, but I think the key here is that what he's trying to convey is that we have this ongoing investigation into Joe Biden. I don't know. You wonder, is it hypocritical if you've got an ongoing investigation of the Biden administration and the auto pen to kind of put up his picture and act like everything's fine on the one hand as you're calling the guy corrupt and all this other stuff on the other end? Now, the flip side of that, of course, is that if Gavin Newsom becomes president, I'm sure he will put up a picture of Trump's mugshot or something like that. But maybe Trump won't care. You know what I mean? Maybe he just won't. He won't give a damn if that's the case. And he does that. I don't know. I just know that it's like anything else. People are going to melt down about that because they melt down about everything. So we shall see. But it's funny to look at, and it's racking up millions of views. One thing about Trump, love him or hate him, he does know how to drive the conversation. That's for sure. He does know how to get everybody thinking about what he's doing. And it's pretty funny, actually. So we had this shooting at this ICE facility today, and the guy who did it is a left-wing lunatic. And there's no doubt about that, but that this guy who did this is on the left. And, you know, As the media was rushing to try to pretend like this guy could possibly be on the right, and he's not on the right, they were disappointed to learn that he was, and that's who he is. I talked to Paul Morrow about this earlier today, and one of the things about the left right now and the violence that we're seeing in this country is that it's not both sides. It's really not. And I know that I've said that before, but in thinking about something like today where this guy goes and he tries to hurt ICE agents and ends up shooting and killing a detainee and hurting other people. It just shows you the level of depravity that's on the left because of all of the things that they hear constantly day in and day out spoken by people like Jasmine Crockett and others. Now, we have some cuts of Vice President J.D. Vance from earlier today commenting on this. And this is a big deal that the vice president took the time to talk about it. So I want to play this for you. This is Vice President J.D. Vance delivering remarks from Concord, North Carolina. He also talked about the murder of Irna Zarutska in Charlotte. And again, that is something that changed the fabric of America. That poor woman sitting on that train and that psycho behind her who should have not. I mean, the guy just shouldn't have been out on the streets. Bottom line, no other way to put it. Here's the vice president in North Carolina, cut 35.
You have a violent criminal who has been arrested 14 times, often for very violent offenses, who gets on a bus with an innocent young girl, 22 years old, and slits her throat and she dies. She died because she was coming home from work. She worked at a pizzeria. She came from a beautiful family. She had a young boyfriend. She had her entire life ahead of her. And she was actually a refugee from Ukraine. So she came from a war-torn country. She sought shelter in the United States of America, and because of soft-on-crime policies, she was murdered here, not in the war-torn country she came from. Isn't that a disgrace? And isn't that an insult to the incredible law enforcement officers who arrested this person 14 times? They did everything that they could to keep this thug off the streets, and it was the political leadership that failed, and we got to be honest about that. I saw former Governor Cooper say, and this is Michael Whatley's opponent, former Governor Cooper said just a couple of days after the attack that we have got to do more when it comes to law enforcement to keep people like this off the streets. And my response was, Governor, he was arrested 14 times. Law enforcement did their job. It's time for you to do your job.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's the other thing about this guy is that he was schizophrenic and he'd been in and out of mental institutions. It's just heartbreaking, really heartbreaking. You know, Charlie Kirk had posted the day before he was assassinated that the murder of this young woman, Irna Zarutska, would forever change America. It was a day before he was assassinated. By the way, there's an excellent piece today, New York Post. Charlie Kirk's words are being distorted and weaponized against him. Here's what he really said. I'm going to get into that in just a second. But J.D. Vance slamming Democrats for their constant demonization of ICE agents in Dallas, Texas, where an ICE facility, they opened fire on this ICE facility. Take a listen. This is cut 36.
In Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility, was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets. And there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border. And I think that is the most disgusting thing. The very people who keep us safe ought to be honored and protected and praised by Democrats and Republicans alike. It is time to stop the rhetorical assault on law enforcement. Because here's what happens. Because here's what happens when Democrats like Gavin Newsom did say that these people are part of an authoritarian government. When the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence. You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
There's an article in National Review as well that the Brett Kavanaugh assassination plot aimed to kill multiple justices, all to preserve Roe v. Wade. That was another act of political violence that it's kind of been lost on all this because they got the guy, but that there was that plot as well. Chillingly calculated attack to try to murder these justices to keep Roe v. Wade as the Supreme Court precedent. Now, remember something. They had leaked the decision. The Dobbs decision was leaked ahead of time. And you got to wonder, you know, was that the intended goal? Was that the intended outcome? That if people knew what was coming and then some of these justices had been killed, would then Roe v. Wade remain the law of the land? Just saying, I'm not a big believer in coincidences in life. We still don't know much about who exactly leaked the Dobbs decision. We don't know much, but we do know that there was then, after that, an effort to then kill Supreme Court justices who are conservative and likely to vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. Charlie Kirk's words are being distorted and weaponized against him. Here's what he really said. Since his assassination on September 10th, misinformation about Charlie Kirk has spread like wildfire. His words have been misquoted and posts spread online. Progressives have weaponized selected snippets of his debates. And his ideas have been reduced to sweeping and inaccurate generalizations. Here are the most common misperceptions. Author Stephen King claimed Kirk had advocated stoning gays in a social media post. He later took his post down and apologized after admitting he had gotten it completely wrong. In fact, Kirk was simply quoting the Bible in reaction to YouTube personality Ms. Rachel cherry-picking biblical phrases to celebrate Pride Month. By the way, Miss Rachel, you might want to crack open that Bible of yours. In a lesser reference, part of the same part of Scripture in Leviticus 18 is that thou shalt lay with another man. Thou shalt lay with another man shall be stoned to death. Just saying. Which then led to Stephen King issuing an apology. I apologize for saying Charlie Kirk advocated stoning gays. What he actually demonstrated was how some people cherry pick biblical passages. By contrast, Kirk once admonished a student who said there was no room for gay men in the conservative movement by listing a number of gay conservatives. What is what they do in their private life concern you so much? Charlie Kirk asked. He was instead critical of what he called the LGBTQ agenda in politics, telling a gay Wisconsin college student last year, "I don't think you should introduce yourself just based on your sexuality because that's not who you are." Black women. Kirk has been misquoted saying black. By the way, on the subject of gay men in politics, this might be a good time to play the quote from Scott Bessent, the Secretary of the Treasury, who is gay. He's married to a man. I don't know if he's happily married. Then again, I don't know if anyone is. I'm kidding. But of course, when you think about Kamala Harris saying she was afraid to pick Pete Buttigieg and using that as the excuse. Cube cut number 20, Scott Bessent was responding to that because Kamala Harris said, "It's not that I didn't pick Pete Buttigieg because he's gay. I just didn't pick him because he's gay." So here's Scott Bessent responding, cut 20.
She wouldn't take on Pete Buttigieg because he was gay, because she said it was a risk to have a running mate who was a gay man. Your reaction?
Three things, Maria. First, it shows her emphasis on identity politics, and you know, the American people have moved on. Two, it shows how low regard she holds the American people. That they, you know, she was just a terrible candidate. And three, you wouldn't pick Pete Buttigieg because he might have been the worst transportation secretary in history. Like, if I thought I was left a mess at Treasury, I can tell you, your friend, my friend, friend Sean Duffy, our great transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg left him a mess. You know, the FAA is a disaster. The Amtrak, you know, anything to do with transportation was woefully neglected over the past 4 years. So, you know, she judges him on his identity, his sexuality. Let's look and see whether he did a good job. Let's look on merit. And I can tell you, on merit, he's a failure. And on merit, she's a failure.
Let's not forget, too, that this is part of the Kamala Harris blame game, so that she never has to take responsibility or accountability for anything that she said, anything that she's done, and certainly her failing campaign, which she, by the way, also says it was losing was akin to losing her mother. Anyway, back to the story on Charlie Kirk, how his words are being distorted. Kirk has been misquoted as saying black women do not have the brain processing power to be taken seriously, an inflammatory but wildly inaccurate statement which led the Financial Times to publish a retraction after printing it. Kirk's actual words weren't aimed at black women as a whole. As part of a discussion about who benefits from DEI, he called out four specific women: Michelle Obama, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, political commentator Joy Reid, and the late Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. On his show on July 14th, 2023, Kirk said, if we would have said those women were affirmative action picks, we would have been called racist. Now they're coming out and saying, I'm only here because of affirmative action. We know you do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously. So he was talking about individuals right there, not black women as a whole. And by the way, Joy Reid on her show suggested that J.D. Vance only got where he got because of affirmative action, that they wanted basically a white redneck from Appalachia. This is cut number 22, as she talks about affirmative action and DEI. That's what I mean. Can't have it both ways. It's like you can't on one hand say it's great, and then the other thing say, how dare you say I'm a DEI hire? And then on the one hand say, how dare you say I'm a DEI hire? And then the other hand turn around and say, that person's a DEI hire. Like, which is it? The person there a merit or not? Is saying DEI is a good thing good or not? Is it saying it's racist, bad, or not? The inconsistency of the left, like I often say to you, is the only thing that they are consistent about. Here's cut 22.
As smart as I know my ass is, Ketanji Brown is smarter. Smartest person I've ever met in my life. When you smart, I'm smart. That lady is smart on a level I've never seen before. And her three roommates were even smarter. These girls were so smart that we were shocked that we'd ever met anybody that intelligent. And Amy Coney Barrett, on the other hand, is a Supreme Court justice just like Ketanji, even though her qualifications are minuscule compared to Ketanji's. Maybe that's the affirmative action we've been getting. White people who are essentially mediocre in scale compared to a black person getting the spot because they wanted a conservative. Maybe the way that J.D. Vance got into Yale is because they were tired of just letting in white men from New York, from Choate, from all the elite schools, and they wanted an Appalachian white. That's how that man got into Yale, I promise you. Same thing with Ron DeSantis. From a small town in Florida, they wanted to just get out of the New York, D.C. matrix, Massachusetts matrix, and let somebody into Harvard and Yale who came from a different place. He came from Florida. Baby, that's also affirmative action and DEI. So before y'all start going crazy about DEI just meaning they let black people in just on the basis of being black, think a little more critically. And think about the fact that it's also disabled people, military veterans, people who come from Appalachia, white folks who come from Alaska and different places.
It's also, thank you. It's also people like Don Lemon, who once suggested that that missing Malaysian airliner may have disappeared into a black hole. So there's that. I'm smart. No, you're smart. No, I'm smart. No, you're smart. Is it good or bad? I can't keep track. Again, if you're playing at home, it's very hard to know whether it is. If assuming somebody is there because the DEI is bad, then DEI is bad. Unless it isn't. I don't know. I can't figure this out. But I personally would be insulted if somebody assumed I was there because of DEI. And I guess now in Joy Reid's world, maybe I am. Maybe they just needed a zany Italian to round out the lineup. So silly. All right, let's take a quick break. We're coming right back. We got a lot more to get to before we wrap up the show and turn it over to me. That's right, as I do Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. So I'll be turning over this show to myself. don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Great to have you with us. I appreciate you being here very, very much. Obviously, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel last night drew 6.2 million viewers, which is a massive ratings increase for him. It is four times its average audience. So you got to wonder, was this whole thing just a gigantic publicity stunt by ABC, Disney, China? A lot of that came from people watching online. A lot of that came from that because obviously the Sinclair Nexstar did not carry it. So, you know, there you go. It's like I've been saying to you, it's the whole thing about the FCC. I don't need to restate what I've been stating, but obviously I think maybe hopefully a lesson's been learned here. Maybe we don't turn these people into free speech martyrs, because in this country, if the government is perceived as going after somebody, then people are going to rally around them. And that's, I think, on both sides that happens. I mean, if tomorrow a Democrat administration came after me, you'd rally around me. I think that that's just the nature of all this. It's why we rallied around Matt Taibbi and all these other people who exposed the Twitter files, and then all the people that were canceled as a result of the Twitter files, people like Schellenberger and Taibbi and Macari and all the people that are running the show now. I mean, YouTube and Google have now apologized and lifted the censorship ban under... Well, I mean, to say apologize is a little much. They've lifted the censorship ban on creators. And that's the thing about this, that they admit the Biden pressure was unacceptable. They're making major changes to YouTube's free speech policies following pressure from House Republicans and shifts among its top competitors. In a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio, an attorney for Alphabet, Google, and YouTube's parent company, announced a series of changes to YouTube's approach to free speech, including the return of banned creators to the platform and the implementation of a community notes system to replace third-party fact checkers. YouTube is rolling back its restrictive policies surrounding political speech, especially the COVID-19 pandemic and elections. The video platform said its reliance on public health authorities was well-intentioned, but expressed regret at its impact on public debate on issues that were far from settled. More broadly, YouTube admitted senior Biden administration officials conducted extensive outreach to YouTube to influence its approach to misinformation and COVID-19 content that did not violate YouTube's policies. Quote, senior Biden administration officials, including White House officials, conducted repeated and sustained outreach to Alphabet and pressed the company regarding certain user-generated content related to the COVID-19 pandemic that did not violate its policies. While YouTube independently enforced its policies, Biden officials continued to press the company to remove content that did not violate the platform's policies. The letter calls out Biden and other administration officials for creating a political atmosphere that sought to influence the actions of platforms under the guise of misinformation. YouTube said it was unacceptable and wrong for the Biden administration or any government to dictate the speech allowed on tech platforms. YouTube's admission follows years of exhaustive investigative work from the Judiciary Committee on the platform's censorship practices during the Biden administration. A report from the committee last year detailed how the Biden White House successfully pressured Facebook, YouTube, and Amazon into suppressing viewpoints on the origins of COVID-19 and the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines. Biden officials pushed YouTube to restrict borderline content and crack down on anti-vaccine viewpoints, even when the content did not necessarily violate YouTube's platform standards. This year, Jordan continued investigating Google and subpoenaed the company for more records documenting its communications with the Biden administration and internally on content moderation decisions. In addition to criticizing the Biden administration, YouTube came out swinging against the European Union's stringent regulations on tech companies and its wide-ranging content moderation regime. YouTube said the European Union's Digital Services Act and Digital Markets Act place a disproportionate regulatory burden on American companies and pose a freedom to expression online. This is from National Review. YouTube's shift in how it manages content marks another victory in Jim Jordan's ferocious crusade against online censorship. The Judiciary Committee and its Subcommittee on Weaponization have investigated social media censorship and the role government agencies and nonprofits played in perpetrating it. Jordan's pressure led to the dissolution of a Stanford research lab last year after it played a leading role in flagging content to social media platforms and interfacing with government agencies. YouTube's changes are similar to those Meta implemented earlier this year after years of conservative scrutiny. Like YouTube, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg admitted in August of 2024 to wrongly suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story and succumbing to government pressure on censoring COVID-19 content. Billionaire Elon Musk led the way on relaxing content restrictions on social media platforms when he bought Twitter in late 2022 and created the community notes system as a crowdsourced alternative to fact checkers. Musk ended Twitter's suppression of conservative accounts, obviously, as you know. I think YouTube is also now, in addition to admitting what it did wrong, it's also acknowledging the market has changed, and you and I don't want this anymore. We don't want this crap and this censorship. We don't want it, period. So if they're going to do it, we're not going to be part of their platforms. You know, like, for example, when the station started streaming on YouTube, there was a lot of pushback initially from people who said, why are you on YouTube? Why are you not on Rumble or one of the other platforms? Now, I'm not in charge here, so it was not my decision. But YouTube is also the biggest platform in the world. It is. And I don't think it's a bad decision. I think we have to be where the audience is, but there was pushback from that. And it was a bitter pill at first, I think, for a lot of us to swallow, but I think it was the right pill because that's where people are. They're on YouTube. Even Rumble has it set up so that you can stream on Rumble and also stream on YouTube at the same time. They acknowledge, when I met with the CEO of Rumble at CPAC, or I'm sorry, the Republican National Committee, he acknowledges much, by the way, that, yeah, we want to make sure that people are on every app and every platform, and we want to help them do that. But now that YouTube has come out and acknowledged that it is not going to do it anymore, I think it's responding to the fact that we have spoken out in the marketplace and said, no, we don't want this. And we're not going to use your platform if you do this. If you do this, then we're not going to use your platform. We will make it very clear that we want no part in this. So hopefully that this is a turning point in that, in the free market. But again, this would not have happened had President Trump not won, because all this is coming out. And it also, I don't think, would have happened if the Twitter files hadn't come out, if Matt Taibbi and Schellenberger had not, if Elon Musk had not bought X, because when he bought X, it really was a turning point in the sense that we all, our eyes were opened. All of our eyes were opened as to what was really happening here with censorship in America. And again, given that, it's part of the reason why I am absolutely 100% so worried, very worried about what happens next if Democrats get back in charge, because we know what they're capable of doing. And I've been on this repeated point of trying to turn social pressure towards us not accepting an expanded FCC, but accepting getting rid of an FCC. How does change like that start? Like, somebody sent me an email and said, do you even have the votes for that? Well, you don't advocate an issue only when you have the votes. You start advocating for an issue to build a groundswell that leads to getting the votes. That's how change occurs. If enough conservatives come out and speak up and say, why do we need an FCC? Why don't we instead get rid of agencies that the left can weaponize? That's how you get the votes. If you didn't say anything until you had the votes, that's not leadership. It's not advocacy. It's staying in the safety of the sidelines. The whole point of taking a stand that is not popular is convincing people of the merits of that stance, so that it will gain popularity. That's the point of it. That's the whole reason why you debate issues, is to win people over to your ideas, to build a groundswell of support. If it's always just simply putting a finger in the air and then making sure you got the votes before you then advocate an issue, a position, or something like that, then that's not how you change things. That's certainly not how you change this overexpansive regulatory state that we have in this country. No doubt about that. Charlie Kirk's words were taken out of context in a lot of different ways. There was also when it came to gun violence. Kirk was speaking about gun violence when he was killed at Utah Valley University in Orem. Excuse me. After the 31-year-old Turning Point USA co-founder's death, former Washington Post columnist Karen Atiyah called him a white man that espoused violence, leading to her being fired. Kirk never advocated violence and saw healthy debate as the best way to tackle it. He also strongly believed in the Second Amendment and the protections it affords citizens. At a 2023 event, he explained, driving comes with a price. 50,000 people die on the road every year, but we have decided that the benefit of driving, speed, accessibility, mobility, having products and services is worth the cost of 50,000 people dying on the road. So we need to be very clear that you're not going to get gun deaths to zero. It will not happen. You will never live in a society when you have an armed citizenry and you won't have a single gun death. But I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. People say, oh, Charlie, how do you stop school shootings? I don't know. How did we stop shootings at baseball games? Because we have armed guards outside of baseball games. That's why. How do we stop all the shootings at airports? We have armed guards outside of airports. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blasted Kirk in a recent media release, saying we should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was. A man who believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted Black Americans the right to vote was a mistake, confusing the 1964 Civil Rights Act with the Voting Rights Act, which was passed a year later. This topic is where Kirk has been most misunderstood, as he never criticized civil rights, but the way they have been interpreted in recent times. I have a very, very radical view on this, but I can defend it, and I've thought about it, Kirk said in a Turning Point USA event in December of 2023. We made a huge mistake when we passed the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s. The courts have been really weak on this. Federal courts just yield to the Civil Rights Act as if it's an actual American constitution. It's led to a permanent DEI-type bureaucracy, referring to diversity, equity, and inclusion. He praised that parts of the Civil Rights Act were great. The intent was noble, which was to say that no American can be not allowed into a place of business based on the color of their skin or their ethnic heritage. It has frequently been repeated online that Kirk had claimed women should not vote, but that is also a complete fabrication. Kirk had frequently talked about how he believed women should be at the center of family life and that they should prioritize raising a family over their career. In an appearance on Fox's The Ingram Angle just days before he died, he said having children is more important than having a good career. And I would also tell young ladies, you can always go back to your career later, that there is a window where you should primarily, you should pursue marriage and having children, and that is a beautiful thing. Now, obviously, his wife is now running Turning Point USA. So, you know, there's that. There's more to this. I'll get more into this when we come back. Take a quick break as we continue here at our fourth and final hour before I turn it over to myself. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, so a little kid asked J.D. Vance for a picture today?
Yeah, this clip is pretty funny. It's awesome. This is, I think, cut 30. It's the last cut we have. 37, I think.
Okay, let's do that.
Young man, this is a very earnest young man. But go ahead and
shout out a question because I'm not going to deny that level of energy and that level of passion. What, first of all, what's your name?
Henry.
Henry. It's good to meet you, Henry. Ask your question, please.
I skipped school today. I was wondering if I could get a picture with you.
Said I skipped school. Can I have a picture with you? Well, I guess you gotta have some excuse to skip school, so I might as well get a photo with Henry.
There you go. All right, there you go. Good for the kid for that. You know, hey, listen, if you don't ask, it's a no every time. I always say that. It's always a no. So now that we're talking about Google and YouTube ending censorship, I think it's a good thing. They've admitted how pressured they were by the Biden administration, but we should not overlook that point. I mean, we should not just gloss over the fact that YouTube and Google have come out and said that the Biden administration was pressuring them to censor people. That's a real problem. That's a major problem. It is a serious violation of the First Amendment. When the government bullies private companies into suppressing speech, that is absolutely 100% an attack on the First Amendment. That's why I don't want the FCC commenting on comedians. I don't want President Trump doing it either. I don't think it's helpful. I don't think it's a good look, especially when you've got mergers going on. I don't think it's good. So zip it. Good thing is Brendan Carr the gag order seems to be holding on him. I think he's posted a couple dumb tweets, but I haven't heard the guy. So that's good. That's progress. That's good. We'll take that. We'll take that as a win. Don't forget Jack Carr, Monday, October 13th. Get your tickets now, 1210WPHG.com, to see the man, the myth, the legend, Jack Carr. He's going to be with me, my guest, for his Cry Havoc tour. That's right, Cry Havoc. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College. There's going to be a cash bar. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are going fast. So get your tickets today by going to 1210WPHT.com and join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a great conversation together. It's one of those times where we all get to be together and enjoy the camaraderie and enjoy the great conversation. Jack's got a lot to say. I'm really looking forward to getting his thoughts on the changing of the Department of Defense to the Department of War, because he's written about that in the past and how when they changed the name from the War Department to the Defense Department, we actually became really much more of a War Department. So I will talk to him about that. Plus, I want to get his sense of being in Europe right now, which is where he is, and he's in Paris and he's working on the Terminalist, the sequel to the Terminalist right now. I want to get a sense from him about Europe in general and all the issues that the president was laying out at the United Nations with regards to Europe and their culture and still buying Putin's oil and natural gas and all of those other issues that I think would be worth having a great conversation about. So definitely tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun and join us. We're not going to be, you know, this is the event. So you got to come, you got to join us for the event by going to 1210WPHG.com, 1210WPHG.com, and get your tickets now for our Politics and Pints event. I wanted to play this video, but it's mostly visual, so I'll do it tomorrow. This woman stuck on a slide on a cruise ship. But did you see that, DeSantis? This woman stuck 100 feet over the ocean in this tube. You there? Am I there? Sean, are you there? Is anyone there?
Can you hear me at all?
Oh, there you go. Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the heck's going on with the technology today. I have no idea.
basically everything melted down. Nothing in that studio works right now, at least not properly.
Nothing works. All right, that's fine. You know what? At this point,
one day.
At this point, considering that you've got me for three more hours, I can just get out of here, don't you think?
you basically hit the out cue anyway, so you're good.
All right, good. Sean, thank you. you'll be back tomorrow. DeSantis?
I'll be back.
Job?
Yeah, done. I'm back tomorrow.
Good, excellent. Thank God. All right, well, hopefully tomorrow things will work in our favor. We'll see how it goes. The gods of radio, they have a sense of humor, no doubt about that. So stay tuned for Fox Across America with me. Three more hours. That's right, you lucky duck. So don't go anywhere. And all the fun continues right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.